Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talking about one of the most detestable subjects that I have brought up on this show in recent memory, and it is politicians playing like they actually care about each other. Specifically, Joe and Jill Biden, they're getting the coverage here at Politico.com in an article that just lavishes them with praise, saying, it just symbolizes everything. As though Joe and Jill Biden hugging or touching one another is symbolic of...
everything.
Yeah, when they say everything, what do they mean?
It
symbolizes what exactly?
Well, when I say, like, you're everything to me... Oh, when I say, like, you're everything to me, I just mean, like, you're awesome.
Yeah, I think in this case what they're saying, and maybe we'll get to the actual quote. Maybe they use this everything quote somewhere here in this story. Let me see if I can find it. But I think what they're saying... Okay, here's the longer quote. This is from... let's see. Who is this guy? Perry. It's a long article. Barbara Perry, the director... Doctor.
This is a long article from Politico about Biden and his wife kissing each other occasionally.
Not just them, but going back in time and looking at public displays of affection by presidents as well. Dr. Barbara Perry, director of the Presidential Studies at the University of Virginia's Miller Center. She says casual displays of affection weren't always so commonplace for first couples, according to Dr. Barbara Perry. And then after paragraphs and paragraphs of this, getting back to the current two, in that sense, the Bidens' displays of affection appear somewhat foreign after the last 4 years, even though they represent yet another return to the norms of past administrations that the new president repeatedly pledged to rehabilitate on the campaign trail. She said, it's comforting, it's warm, it's genuine. And so if you layer the COVID issue, our divided country, and the violence in our country upon the contrast with the Trumps, it just symbolizes everything.
So I'm confused. I never noticed the fact that Trump and Melania, isn't that his wife?
Yeah.
I never noticed that they didn't kiss or hold hands or whatever.
I never noticed either, but I don't pay attention to politicians. So, you know... And even I'm not watching them long enough to see a time at which they would normally do something like that.
I wouldn't either. And even if I did happen to notice it, I would write it off as, oh, yep, it's a billionaire and his trophy wife.
Right.
I don't know why this would surprise anyone that they didn't show each other a lot of affection.
I want to go to Joe. He's on the line in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when Bill Clinton got caught doing what he did with Monica. Him and Hillary went on some kind of retreat or vacation or something, and there were all these photographs came out. I don't know. I can't remember if it was what magazine it was or newspaper, but all these photographs came out of them, like, holding hands, walking down the beach, dancing, and they tried to make it look like it was, like, some just random person walked by with a camera or something, you know, something like that, and it turned out it was off stage. There wasn't even any music, any playing. They were pretending like they were dancing. And these politicians, man, they rehearse everything. Everything is staged. They do focus groups to find out what phrases to use in their speeches. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's even like Joe Biden's campaign rallies. They would put the cameras up close to make it look like he was actually giving a real speech in front of a crowd. There'd be like 30 people there.
Right.
I mean, it's... Don't believe the hype, man. You know, the media, what's going on right now, and I mean, they're really poor. The news media is really, I mean, you know, what's your favorite? Oh, he likes dogs. What's your favorite ice cream? All this crap. Like, come on.
Bush Jr. and his wife were pretty touchy-feely, weren't they?
Yeah, well, they're saying here that, you know, again, this a lot of this article is going back actually into the history of other presidents.
That's what I'm thinking. The Clintons weren't.
Well, he's saying that they were.
Well, he's saying just the one time to
well,
make up
the one time
for
after Monica Lewinsky. But in general, I don't recall ever seeing Bill and Hillary, like, standing within 6 feet of each other.
Me either. That's what I was saying when I saw the Al Gore picture from over here and I thought it was Bill Clinton and Hillary. I was like, what?
Surprised. Okay.
Yeah, Al Gore turned out to be a freaking perv, too. But
of course these people are. I mean,
they're sociopaths who create power over others. That and perversion run hand in hand.
Absolutely.
If you've ever been a president, then you've killed people, so you're probably a sociopath.
Drew Joseph, a Washington-based couples therapist whose practice for nearly 3 decades similarly interpreted the Bidens' doting exchanges as, quote, very welcome signals in 2021. Whether the Bidens know it or not, their public closeness, says Politico, also, quote, communicates tremendous confidence in the face of crisis, he said. I mean, just the amount that they're extracting out of this is just absolutely ridiculous. The idea that, he's kissing his wife in public, so therefore he knows how to handle a crisis and he's not going to crack under pressure?
I mean, grab the nearest person and start making out and having sex seems like what people who panic do in a crisis.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Joe, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Oh, no, just, the media is really laying on thick for Biden. They're pulling out all these stops. You know, she left her first husband for him, and
that's right.
You know, they've been married forever.
He says first husband says he was cheated on by her for Joe Biden.
Yeah, with Joe Biden. Yeah. That's been Joe Biden. I mean,
I love a good.
It's the radio, so I'm gonna be. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, man. Number here, 603-283-6160, the couples therapist, said PDAs from leaders like Joe Biden is really important in its own right, he said, because it demonstrates the attributes of strength and sensitivity aren't mutually exclusive. Quote, we all need to feel this is a person who has the capacity and the will to protect us. And they're also a human being. And they understand. And they're not afraid of the vulnerabilities and the needs that we all feel.
It's nice that they're acknowledging that we all feel needs to have human contact with other people, given that they just spent a year brainwashing people about how you need to avoid other people at all costs.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're like, oh, no, this is good. I mean, they're proving that people need contact with one another.
And it just pumps up the whole idea that the president is your protector. That the president is, and this isn't a Joe Biden thing. It's something that Obama has said. It's something that George Bush has said. And they get behind their podiums and they say, my job as president is to protect the American people. And they've said that time and time again. And that's not actually their job.
They're also not doing a very good job of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, in a variety of different ways. I mean, they're sending the American people off to die in foreign lands. They're putting the American people in prison cells for having plants and chemicals, large numbers, locking people like Ross Ulbricht up for, you know, 2 lifetime sentences he's never harmed another human being. They're destroying people's wealth by printing out trillions of dollars in a 1-year time frame like we saw in 2020. I mean, there's just no end to the amount of ravaging that they will do to the American people.
To say nothing of creating terrorists that are going to ultimately target the American people, training those terrorists at that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, to anybody that's being fooled by this, shame on you. If these sickos, these politicians, can fool you by showing a little bit of public affection and make you think that they are somehow good people, that they are somehow worthy of your appreciation or worthy of your, you know, worship or whatever.
Worship is the word I would use.
And if it's just because you think Trump was way worse than this president, well, I don't know why you can't see that 2 people are bad.
Well, that's a great point. It's because they don't want to see, Bonnie. I mean, if you look at, there was another interesting story I had recently, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was pointing out that, guess what? Joe Biden is also separating families. It's Reason.com. I've got it right here. Biden is still separating families at the border. Where's the media outrage? People thought that things were going to change under Joe Biden?
I hope they didn't, because they were never going to.
No, of course they weren't. The number is 603-283-6160. It's just that the media doesn't pay attention to it when Joe Biden does the exact same thing that Donald Trump does. So people think that things have somehow gotten better. Nothing's changed. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts in just a moment. But I also want to let you know about Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We got Bill. He's on the line in California. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to sound comical or dreadful, but, you know, I let me see if I can put this in a nutshell. I have a lot to say, and I don't want to complicate it all with jargon.
Okay.
You know, I ask myself, what would Captain Kirk or what would John Lennon or Yoko say about this? You know, I think to myself, hey, you know, where's the logic? Where's the sense? Is this something that may stop this forbidding enclosure here? I mean, when I watched Biden and his wife yesterday on the news, I thought to myself, my God, it's like I told you, it was definitely not a John and Yoko moment. I really thought it was sick. It really.
What did they do? I'm sorry, I don't know. What did they do on the news the other day?
Well, yeah, I was watching. What was I watching? I don't know what I was watching. CNN or something. They were saying something about how their love is going to save the world. And
thinking, were they really?
You know, oh yeah, it was awful, man. It was like mind altering.
We're going to drop love bombs on the Middle East and save the world.
Yeah, that's a lot different than make love, not war.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially what he said today. When I caught the first thing I got home from my running around here, my daily activities, he's talking about how he doesn't care about the Uyghurs in China, and I thought, okay, that's it. That's the bottom has fallen out.
Biden said that?
Biden straight up said he doesn't care about the Uyghurs?
That's what I saw on the TV. I'm not making this up, and I'm not having a flashback. So, you look it up. Wow. I mean, I it was really sick.
I mean, it's a moment of honesty, at least, for a politician. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Where is everyone with that, though? Because they're Muslim, right? Like, shouldn't people be stand up for them? Like,
well, I would think that, you know, we've been in questionable relations with Muslims for whatever reason, but that doesn't mean we.
When you say we've been, I'm sorry, just stop you for a moment there, Bill. When you say we've been in questionable relations with Muslims, who are you talking about? Who's we?
Well, you know, a lot of the Middle East has promoted they don't like us. I've gotten that.
We need to talk about this Uyghur story because I just pulled it up and it is absolutely disgusting. I mean, one of the best things that Trump did as president was declare the Uyghur genocide to be a genocide. I would say it's even worse. It's a Holocaust. Mm-hmm. It's a full-blown Holocaust over there. For Joe Biden to stand there as the president of the United States and say, well, you know, they do things a little differently over there. Dude, that's not good enough. 3 million people are incarcerated against their will, having their organs harvested, being tortured, being enslaved, being put to death.
I mean, how do you even get numbers out of China? How do you know it's 3 million
estimated.
And not 7 million or 10?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to take a sick day tomorrow because I'm just, this is really making me ill, man.
Yeah.
See, I don't care that much about what politicians say to allow it to make me feel physically ill.
Yeah.
But this is disgusting.
Well, yeah, I expect them to be despicable. I expect them to be inhumane. I expect them to be terrifying and awful. And, you know, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to pay attention to them because they're awful.
You know, I think it's time for us to step up to the line and hold the line because these kooks are coming here, man.
Who?
Which kooks?
And these... anybody that Biden has in his little pocket, you know, I mean, he's got the Chinese, or should I say they've got him.
Was that a slur?
And
I think it meant kooky.
The what? I'm sorry.
Kook. See, she was confused about the term kooks. You mean crazies.
You're crazies, yeah. I mean, you know, these people that want to, you know, pile drive innocent people into work camps in Xinjiang and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
scary
stuff. We got to hold the line, man.
Yeah.
We got to hold the line.
Yeah, I just want to say something about, you know, what you were saying about folks in the Middle East. You got to remember, when you say things like we and us, it's not really accurate to say those things because we, at least those of us here on the show, have had good relationships with Muslims.
Right. Oh, and I have too. I have too.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
The people in the Middle East, you have to remember it's important to separate the politicians and the government people
right.
from the actual
people.
Right. That's a great way to put it. The innocent people. The people who just want to live their lives and take care of their families. And that's something that everybody has in common, right? It doesn't matter what your religion is, whether you have a religion or no religion or whatever, for the most part, unless you're a psychopath, you actually want to, you know, help take care of people in your life and have a better life for everybody that, you know, you're connected with and those that even you aren't. But politicians are of the opposite view. They want to live life large on the backs of everybody else. And that's true of the politicians in Washington, D.C., and it's true of the politicians in the Middle East, and it's true of the politicians in China. And the only difference between them is just a matter of degrees.
Right. A few dollars here and there.
Yeah. Most Muslims are peaceful people, and most Christians are peaceful people. It's just that when you give people who are when you give anybody power, then all of a sudden the real sickos come out of the woodwork.
Right.
Thank you for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's one of the most important things to remember is, you know, humans have a whole lot more in common than they have different from one another. Take any religion, take it off the table, and just look at the humanity of that person. What
Even if you leave the religion on the table, you're going to find that there's way more in common between these religions than they have different.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I was a Christian, I remember I saw this video that, really confused me a little bit. It was somebody going up and reading quotes from, it was supposed to be, like, they were tricking them that they were reading quotes from the Quran, and it was somebody on the street like, yep, those Muslims are so dangerous, but then
it was actually
the Bible.
Yeah. Well, and then as you pointed out, Aria, these are very similar religions anyway. I mean, they're all considered the Abrahamic, I believe, traditions, Jewish, Muslim, Christians. At a time in Muhammad's day, they were all living in, you know, the same areas together and living peacefully among one another. So, you know, they don't have to not get along. It's the governments that are the ones that encourage divisions.
Right, because the governments benefit from it.
That's right. You have to have an enemy. There has to be. And in, you know, 2001, the enemy was so-called terrorism. And now in 2021, it's so-called coronavirus and the invisible enemy.
What's a little more insidious than that? In 2001, it was Muslim terrorism. In 2021, it's domestic terrorism. And the invisible enemy.
Yep, that's right. It's danger out there. We need to have the government around to keep us safe.
I look outside my window. I just see people going about their lives, minding their own. I don't see these bombs falling. I don't see these mass deaths, these bodies piling in the streets. What is so dangerous out there?
Well, the government.
Other than the government.
603, well, it is cold.
It is cold.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts welcome, and you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
But he was a fantastic man, a fantastic talent, and people, whether they loved him or not, they respected him. They really did.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, a 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas. Diesel also being moved into the state for backup power for hospitals and other essential facilities. USA Radio News. Retail spending rose in January by 5.3%, the first increase in 4 months, driven by recent virus-related stimulus payments. Texas's food supply is in trouble.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert, asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And also on the way here tonight, I want to say thank you to Barry, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Thanks, Barry, for helping us amp the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board. So once again, thanks to Barry for doing that for $5 a month. You can do more than five if you want, but five's what we ask for, so I appreciate that. You get some cool perks, you get some benefits. You get the list of those over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Chuck is listening online in Washington State. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm actually listening on KQX in Needles, California, just so you know.
Thank you for that.
I wanted
Great
to
station.
Touch on the whole persecution of Chinese Muslims. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really interesting that these Donald Trump supporters want to use this as a political chess piece to advance their agenda. At the same time, they ignore the whole Muslim ban that was coming into the United States or whatever when Donald Trump was running for president. It's just like the Muslims are being treated as the homeless people, as chess pieces mm-hmm. for political gains.
That was a good point.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's hypocrisy all over, you know, both the left wing and the right wing. So, very
yeah,
good
absolutely.
Point.
Father Abraham had seven sons, and seven sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, Art. So are you.
I don't know if my dad's Father Abraham. I think his name's Bob, but I don't know what that was supposed to mean. Is that some sort of Christian?
He's saying they're all Abrahamic religions.
I thought he was getting at that. I thought he was saying that we're all ultimately descendants of Abraham.
Abraham.
Because, I mean, that's what Christians believe.
I like Bonnie's explanation. That's the one that makes the most sense. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, folks. I wanted to update you on there's a bill that reopennh.com is asking people to oppose in New Hampshire. And so a Republican senator apparently has sponsored a bill to turn many of the governor's edicts into permanent laws. I'm talking about the COVID edicts.
Right, because they're not actually laws when a governor, even under the government system, when a governor issues an order, it's just an order. It's not the same thing as law. It shouldn't have the same weight as law under the system, even though apparently they do, and the government acts as though they're the same thing as if they were passed by the legislature. So who needs a legislature anyway?
Which ones, which of the edicts are they talking about? Because some of them I'm okay with. Like, if they want to have a permanent regulation allowing bars to deliver alcohol to people or whatever, I'm
sure.
Okay with
they
that.
They did do that. I'll give them credit for that one.
Yeah, and I should clarify, this is what Reopening Age is claiming. What their claim specifically is, quote, the bill would take many of Governor Sununu's unlawful and unnecessary emergency orders and write them permanently into law, including provisions to allow remote or hybrid learning, to allow cities and towns to legally impose mask and social distancing, unquote, et cetera.
Yep, sounds like bad news. So this is an organization, Reopen NH, that was actually founded by a Free Stater, which is interesting. It's been a very successful organization. And he did a smart thing. They came up with, I think it was like April of last year, when you know the lockdown had gone beyond its 2 weeks or whatever, and the restrictions were ridiculous. And he put out a petition to reopen New Hampshire and got some number of hundreds, if not thousands, of signatures on that petition. And we all know that petitions don't convince politicians to do anything.
Right.
They won't. It won't make a difference. But what it did do, and this was what was really smart about it, was it got him a huge mailing list. So basically everybody that signed up for that petition gave an email address. And so now he's got hundreds, if not thousands, of New Hampshire-based people who are upset at New Hampshire closing down. So they're with us on this issue at the very least. Who knows what they believe on other things, but on this issue, they're with us. We want freedom. We want more, you know, the ability for business owners to get out there and do what they need to do to bring customers in, to take care of their families and their employees and all that. And so he did that and created this organization, and now they're monitoring legislation. Now they are grading the representatives, or as far as they're like endorsing candidates, I guess. They haven't graded representatives. That's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that does that. So they're doing their own kind of thing, their own political thing. It's different from what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does, which they also endorse, you know, state rep candidates and state Senate candidates and things like that. So kudos to the founder, Andrew Manews, is his name, over at Reopen New Hampshire. In fact, he was speaking recently at the Porcupine Day event that Bonnie and I attended a couple of weeks ago in Manchester, where it was the Free State Project was sort of celebrating the end of the five-year moving window for the Free State Project, and they had Andrew give one of the speeches at that event. I recorded that, so if you want to see him kind of explain how he built this organization, and he was encouraging other people to kind of use that model of, hey, make a petition. If that petition goes viral, you now have a base of people that you can, you know, market ideas to, that you can, you know, get them to hopefully take action on these issues. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
I would urge people to go to reopennh.com if they're in New Hampshire, and you'll find out about this bill and how to oppose it.
There you go. And if you're not in New Hampshire and you want to help support what we're doing here, I'd recommend the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, because they're doing a much wider focus. I mean, the Reopen's doing good work, but the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has a huge task ahead of them every single year, where they're reading every piece of legislation, or as many as they possibly can, out of like 800 pieces of legislation. It's a tremendous order, a tremendous task. And
that's a lot of legislation.
Right.
Considering most of them are going to be bare minimum 50 pages long.
By the way, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't think they're mostly 50 pages long. Most of them aren't that long. New Hampshire's legislation is, in a lot of cases, a few pages, but some of them are certainly that long. There's no doubt about it. But one of the nice things about New Hampshire is they have to keep legislation to one topic.
Ah.
So they can't, like, for the most part, they can't throw a bunch of stuff into the same piece of legislation. I think the budget is an exception to that to some extent, but for the most part, you're usually looking at one issue per bill, which is nice. But, again, there's 800 bills, so the bulk is a huge load, burden on this organization. And so if you wanted to, if you like what's happening in New Hampshire with this migration of libertarian activists coming here, and you can't join us for whatever reason, you know, you're locked down with a career or family or something, for whatever reason you feel stuck or it's too cold for you here, you feel stuck but you want to help out, you could do this job of, like, reading legislation and recommending on how to vote on this legislation. If you're a libertarian and you actually like reading government legislation, I can't handle it personally. It makes me suicidal. I can't handle reading government legislation, but
yeah, it's pretty bad.
Some people love it. They really do enjoy it. And that's the kind of person that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance needs. So check them out at nhliberty.org. It's a way for you to donate your time if you don't have money to help out, because they need help.
I can imagine enjoying reading this stuff, because we got something from our attorney recently, and it was 57 pages. I mean, and it involves me.
Yeah.
And I hated every second of reading it.
Ian figured out a cheat. He just compared the old one to the new one and only read what was new.
Yeah, you're referring to the lawsuit that you and I are plaintiffs on, along with the owner of Fa Keen Great, which is a local pho noodle restaurant here in Keene. And we are suing the governor, and yes, we're suing the city of Keene over their mask mandates. Now, I'd like to overturn every single one of the emergency orders, but that's not the scope of this lawsuit. And it's a 52, the original lawsuit was 52 pages long or something like that, 54 or whatever. And now, and I did read that whole thing when he first submitted that. And then he did an updated version of it, because it's literally been 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah, the other people, they did a thing, and then our attorney did a thing, and then they did a thing, and then he amended it, and they did another thing.
Right.
And now
he's filed this amended version, which it includes a couple new things, but not a whole lot. And so going through all 56 pages, I was just comparing one page to the next, each paragraph, to see if it looked like there had been like a word added or deleted or something. And then I just looked at those paragraphs.
Yes, I reread the entire thing again.
Wow. All right, 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about the Uyghur genocide here and what exactly Biden did say. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the number. If you want to join us, you can. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
We will go back to your calls, your thoughts. I do have the story about what did Biden actually say in regards to the Uyghurs, the Muslims in China that have been apparently been put into camps. And
I mean, and China is constantly building new prison facilities for these, for this purpose.
Yeah.
For illegally detaining, torturing, brainwashing, re-indoctrinating the Muslim people of China.
Right. And we've talked about
the world is ignoring it. This Holocaust that is happening right in front of our eyes. No one's talking about it. Every once in a while, you'll see the New York Times or someone run this lengthy op-ed about it. But why is this being talked about 24/7? This is millions of people being genocided.
Apparently, this happened very recently. CNN Town Hall Tuesday evening, so yesterday evening, he appeared on the CNN thing and talked
about... Joe Biden?
Yes, and talked about this issue. And so we'll tell you what he had to say coming up here in a moment. We go first, though, to Jimmy. He's calling us from San Antonio, Texas. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm here with my criminal friend. She's a registered nurse as well.
Okay.
How you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Jimmy?
Just a total failure of government, as usual. We've been without power for rolling blackouts lasting 10 hours in the middle of the night to where it's, you know, about 25 degrees in the apartment.
Wow.
And this is the third or fourth day that this is going on, and we also have no running water, and there's absolutely the highways are treacherous, not salted, not sanded. Things are out at the store, water and the gas at the all the gas stations locally.
Oh, man.
It's a little pandemonium.
We got you out of there just in time, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm from San Antonio. I just moved. I lived in the Castle Hills area, and I just moved in January.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, Castle Hills area. Yeah.
That's insane.
So this has to do with the weather. It's gotten unseasonably cold there in Texas and a lot of other places in the United States. Apparently snow is actually covering the ground in San Antonio, or at least it had been at some point.
Like 5 or 6 inches, yeah.
And I believe there's more coming.
Yeah, and I saw something, or I think you heard something on the news today, Bonnie, that it was only like South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida that don't have snow. Apparently every other state has gotten snow within the last, what, 4 or 5 days?
That's what, there's neighbors trying to cut down trees in the apartment complex. All the stores like Walmart, they don't even answer the phone. And Walmart has linked up what's supposed to be with Homeland Security. They've done nothing to prepare, nothing to help the citizens, nothing from the local or state government. This is really becoming a disaster zone. I mean,
why is it that the water is it because the pipes are frozen? Why is the water not operating? Normally,
it would be frozen.
Yeah, normally if the power goes out, it doesn't affect the fact that, you know, the water tower is pushing, you know, water down and, you know, giving water to people. So
it's a combination of that, no electricity, but also because they shut off the power for 10 to 12 hours during sub freezing temperatures. I'm sure there's going to be massive amounts of property damage and busted pipes. I mean, a crumbling infrastructure. It's really sad. I feel like I'm in a third world country.
How cold is it outside right now in San Antonio?
I'd say it's about mid-30s. Okay. It's the warmest it's been. The other night it was about 1 degree. Everything in our apartment, even bottled water that was left out, froze. So, I mean, jeez. We were huddled in and, I mean, it's terrible. The cold just takes the energy right out of you, you know?
Sure. I mean, I can't blame the people of Texas for not being prepared for this sort of winter storm.
Sure.
Because, I mean, what does that happen? Once every 200 or 300 years?
Yeah.
But it's a good reminder that the government always fails when it comes to disaster and that we always have to be prepared to take care of ourselves.
And for this electric company to do rolling blackouts 10 hours or longer is just criminal. It's really a shame, especially during a pandemic, COVID. I mean, of all the things that our government should be preparing for instead of the infighting, and, you know, it's sad. I don't know what else to make of it, but I appreciate you all.
What are you guys doing to stay warm? I mean, 25 degrees inside the apartment, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, luckily we have a fireplace, and I did buy 4 bundles of wood, try not to be greedy and save some for others, because mm-hmm. there was only about 20 left in the store. And I've been burning a piece a day, but we ran out of wood last night.
Oh, my God.
And some of the wood that I bought is actually, unbeknownst to me, was wet that I bought at HEB. So, you know, but there's nothing anywhere. I mean, there's no fire logs, no wood. There's no stores are shut down. Big stores like Walmart, they're absolutely, I mean, I can't even get a return phone call from a manager 3 days in a row just begging, pleading for you know, I put an order in for $25 for fire logs, and they kicked it out down the road saying I needed to order $35, which was like a marketing scheme. You know, it boggles my mind how there's no, you know, goodwill towards men and how the government, this is a disaster zone. I mean,
well, goodwill towards men, that's a middle class idea, right? People only have that notion when things are comfortable and easy going. As soon as things get hard, the vast majority of people throw it out the window and it becomes dog eat dog.
Mm-hmm.
My friend in San Marcos.
And, you know, you need fresh water. I mean, forget about showering and bathing and all that, but you need fresh water and toiletries and all that stuff. And I don't, you know, this just keeps getting worse and worse. And
wow.
I'm looking for government to say, hey, this disaster, let's plow the roads, let's get the trucks moving, let's get the store supplied, and it's like silence.
They probably don't even have plows. Bonnie, what were you trying to say?
I was going to say, my friend that lives in San Marcos, she stood outside of a Sam's Club for 2 hours just for the, and the employees were in the store because they kept looking at them, and they came outside and said, sorry, we're closed today. And she tweeted that, and Sam's Club tweeted back to her saying, like, next time maybe you should call ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to stop looking for government to save you, though. If you're waiting on the government to get out there to plow these roads, the government is that the worst thing that they're capable of doing is saving people. I mean, that's what they're worst at.
Jimmy, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. It's the first actually we've heard from anybody, and I wish you the best. And keep us in the loop if you're not an icicle tomorrow night, and you can, you know, update us on what's happening. Feel free to do that. I appreciate your call tonight. Wow. 603-283-6160, and this is affecting a lot of people. Think about that. I mean, what is it? A million people in San Antonio?
1.5 million.
Yeah, that's a big city, and that's just one of them.
I saw a news story today of the guy who does the power there saying that he doesn't know when it's going to be back on.
And as the as Freedom Solenoid points out in our chat room in the Matrix server over at chat.freetalklive.com, he says the pump houses are down because of the power outages. Mm-hmm. So they can't pump the water, or I don't know if they're pumping sewage or whatever it is they're pumping, but it's bad.
And again, it's a good warning to be prepared, but again, I want to stress that it's unreasonable for the people of San Antonio or Texas in general to be prepared for, you know, this catastrophic snowstorm.
No doubt. No one saw that coming. But now they're going to have some, you know, next time.
But still,
they've gone out and bought a nice coat for the next time and come up with some sort of alternative, some sort of alternative heat that you can have stored away. Most people don't think about those things, but these sorts of situations will make you think differently. So Biden is hitting the, well, it's not a campaign trail. He's hitting the media. He's been on CNN Tuesday evening. And according to the story over here at nypost.com, he is dismissing the genocide against the Uyghur population in China, dubbing the mass internment a, quote, different norm, unquote, despite the State Department this month responding to the atrocities in the camps following reports of systematic rape and torture, or systemic rape and torture. The commander-in-chief made the remarks after being asked during his CNN town hall Tuesday evening about his recent conversation with his Chinese counterpart, stating his response by relaying Chinese President Xi's justification for the abuses. He said, this is what Biden said, quote, "If you know anything about Chinese history, it has always been the time when China has been victimized by the outer world is when they haven't been unified at home." Whatever that means. So the central, well, vastly overstated, the central principle of Xi Jinping is that there must be a united, tightly controlled China, and he uses his rationale for the things he does based on that.
So they have to exterminate the undesirables in order to present a unified front to the rest of the world. And Joe Biden's okay with this?
Apparently.
Because that's what Xi is saying.
Yeah,
like we get bullied when we're not united, so, and when we're not all standing together, so we have to get rid of all of those other people, all of those different people.
Yeah, and he sounds like he's just relaying what he said and not criticizing it in any way, shape, or form. China, a nation that has faced a wave of international scrutiny over the past few years relating to its activities in dismantling democracy in Hong Kong and its refusal to accept responsibility for negligence and lack of transparency at the onset of the coronavirus outbreak, has not let global tensions stop its mass internment of Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. President Biden continued in his response that he's, quote, "not going to speak out against these actions in Hong Kong, against the Uyghurs, or in Taiwan. We'll tell you more about what Biden had to say, and you can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Are you surprised? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.